The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, good evening and welcome to Effingham, Kansas, where it's high school hoops tonight on K-Radio in the Northeast Kansas League. ACCHS playing host to the Horton Chargers. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio, probably singing a few Christmas tunes in the background. Tom Counts with you here. We're going to be back in Effingham. Bring you starters, bring you insight. Then the tip of the ladies' game, the first of two, right after this.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas. The Tiger Pep fan playing a national anthem. Public address announcers, introduce the starters. Let me introduce them to you. First of all, for Horton, Lady Chargers coming into the ball game this evening at 1-3 under head coach Zach Nelson. They're going to be starting Kara Covers up, freshman. Piper Chartier and Cameron Cabana, both sophomores. Freshman JoJo Switch and a senior, Maddie Sturton. For ACCHS, then, head coach Austin Eckert, the Lady Tigers coming in at 3-0, and they're going to be starting Jordan Kamplinger, Aaliyah Wallish, Addison Schletzbaum, Natalie Nitz, and Kinsey Bowerly. Lady Tigers going to take the tip, put up a quick three. It doesn't go. Rebounding it down. Here comes Hort. Just underway in the ball game, and we've got a Tiger foul. Foul is going to be on Addison Schletzbaum, picking up her first foul. 12 seconds into the game, and Horton will be inbounding it from the 28-foot mark in the backcourt. Atchison County going with some full-court pressure. Chargers will work into the forecourt. That's going to be covers up. She'll take it across the timeline, have it batted away for a moment. Now finds her teammate underneath the goal, and the layup is going to be up, and it won't go in. The offensive rebound is going to follow up, not going to go in, and it'll be cleared away by Wallace. So a couple of good looks by Horton in the opening moments would not drop. Lady Tigers coming up the floor with it. Schletzbaum will cut her way to the right side, go down the right side of the lane. Running layup is going to hit the bottom of the rim, but she'll be fouled. And two free throws coming her way right here. This whistle is going to be on covers up. It'll be her first, and 40 seconds into the game, each team has one personal foul. Schletzbaum at the line. The free throw not quite going to go. She'll have another one coming her way here. Addison coming to the line, eyes it up. Second right-handed shot rolls and is in. First point of the ballgame will belong to Atchison County. Lady Tigers going to lead it 1-0 at 7:20 to go in the first. Full court pressing into the Tigers. Covers up will have it. Dumps it over to the right side. Into the forecourt it comes. A little backdoor pass and the running shot. And we're going to get, oh, I found a foul. They're going to call a travel. So Horton is going to turn it back over. We're not quite 1 minute into the game. Little FYI, huge, huge crowd tonight. A lot of folks have traveled down from Horton here this evening. Here's a feed to the left block. Wallace can't get the shot to fall. Brings it out on top. Bowerly will launch and hits the three. So that'll be the first bucket of the game for Bowerly. Tigers will forge a 4-0 lead here early in the game. And again, the upcourt pass is going to be slapped away by the Tigers as they continue to utilize full court pressure against the Lady Chargers. Horton with the basketball, still deep in the backcourt. They'll drive it up, lob it down the left side, covers up, will take it left, try to feed in the middle. It's going to be off the leg of one of the Tiger players, and Nitz will pick it up, feed to the right side, Schletzbaum up and in. Addison Schletzbaum will have her third point of the game. It is 6-0, Atchison County, 6.5 to go in the first. Still with the full court pressure, bumping all the way up the floor. Here's the outlet, left side, covers up all alone, lays it up and in. Kara covers up. We'll have the first point of the game for Horton. It is now 6-2, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph at 6:22 to go in the opening quarter. It is Atchison County's Lady Tigers 6, Horton 2.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Happy to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas. 6:18 to go and rolling along here in the early part of the opening quarter. Atchison County with the basketball. They lead it by 4. Over to the left side, Nitz is going to launch the uncontested 3, and it'll go in for the baseline. So Natalie will have her first bucket of the game. And the Tigers lead it now 9-2. Outlet pass is going to be up the floor. Schletzbaum steals it away, and she'll bring it up the right side. Long cross-court pass to Nitz. Back out on top. It'll go to Kaplinger. She'll drive it down the right side of the lane. Out on top. Bowerly 1-3. Goes to Schletzbaum. She wants the 3. Can't hit it. And a rebound is going to be taken off the floor by Horton. Horton has brought Ashton Keough into the game. And she'll bring it up the court for the Lady Chargers. Back out on top. It'll go to covers up. She looks in the middle. Needs some help. Takes it to Sturton. Her pass over to the right side. Batted away by Nitz. And here again will come the Lady Tigers. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. ACCHS will walk it up the floor, dump it over to the right side. Looking into the middle, Bowerly doesn't have a shot there, brings it back off on top. Now driving across his niche, she'll go left side, the easy layup won't roll in. Rebound Wallace gets it. Aaliyah Wallace will have her first points and 4 of the Tigers starting 5 on the scoreboard. It is 11-2. We are at 5 minutes of play in the first. The upcourt pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. Tigers are going to have touched it last. A couple of substitutions early for head coach Austin Eckert. Coming into the lineup is going to be Madison Martin. Also checking in is going to be Jenna Pitts. Now we're going to get a timeout. Yeah, we're going to get a timeout. Horton. Joseph will take another one. Each team has called one already. 4:59 to play, opening quarter. It remains Lady Tigers 11, Horton 2.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Happy to have you back with us. Now the officials are having a little conversation with the coaching staff, and there has been a technical violation assessed to Horton, and I'm not really sure if there was perhaps an illegal substitution or a player not in the book, and that's going to be the case because out of the court is going to be number 22, and Natalie Nitzel hit the first. Number 22 for Horton, who's checked into the game, is going to be Kendall Knutson. She did not appear on the official book when I checked in with it, and so she is in the game. Both free throws are going to be good for Natalie. She has five. It is now 13-2, Atchison County. Just inside, 5 minutes to play. Now the officials are having a little conference among themselves. Hey, we got all kinds of cool stuff coming up here on K-Radio. I'm going to talk about this in a little bit. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag because I got a sneak preview, okay? Everybody loves, you know, being the first one in on something. Well, I got a chance today to hear the K-Radio annual favorite, the 12 Days of Christmas. It's become kind of a thing here on K-Radio where members of the community, typically notable individuals, come in, record 12 Days of Christmas. The voices are mixed together, each person doing a day, and it is, to say the least, outstanding. It's fantastic. You're going to love hearing this. And we're going to add a little bit to it because the great folks at Urban Lawn, they're going to be providing a little bit of a prize. There's going to be a call-in. See if you can recognize and identify some of those singers. And the details are going to come. Here's the Tiger shot. Rejected. And a foul going to be called. So, yeah, there's going to be a little contest Thursday morning for the K-Radio tradition, the 12 Days of Christmas. Again, thanks to Ron and Michelle for sponsoring that and putting together a nice little gift for the person who is able to recognize those fine singers. The free throw is going to be up and good for Kinsey Bowerly. The foul of the way on Piper Chartier. Kinsey hits the first free throw, has one more coming up. That was her fourth point this evening. The second free throw will be her fifth. The Tigers are 5 of 6 already at the free throw line, leading it here 15-2. 4:40 to play in the opening quarter. Covers up, will bring the ball up the floor, have it batted out of her hands, and now she's going to go to the floor with Natalie. Jump ball called, possession arrow back to Horton. Lady Chargers are going to be putting in a play from the far side and doing the inbound work. It's going to be Carly Hutless. Here's the feed to the baseline. The bounce pass into the middle, trying to get it to Sturton, and it's going to be knocked away by the Tigers and go out of bounds. Come back in again to Horton. Getting a hand on that in the middle for Atchison County was going to be Jenna Pitts. Chargers will look to bring it in. They want it way out on top. It's not there, so they'll bring it in deep in the baseline corner to the right side. Take it out on the wing, and we're going to get a Tiger foul. This whistle is going to be on Bowerly. It'll be her first. Team foul 3 for ACCHS. Horton has also committed three fouls so far in the game. Topside with it for Horton. Now it's going to be Piper. Chartier will hand it over to the right side to JoJo Switch. The ball's going to be batted away. And Wallace will pick it up, drive the length of the court, and lay it up and in. Aaliyah Wallace has four. 17-2, 4:10 to go in the opening quarter. Bit of a head fake on top. Nobody bit. Here's a shot for three. It's going to be off the window, but no good. Tigers are going to clear down the rebound. Here comes Atchison County. 3:55 to go and running along in the opening quarter here in Effingham, Kansas. They'll dump it over to the right side. Natalie with it. Comes out on top. Madison Martin. Back over comes to Natalie. Nips will take it. 16 feet away. No. Rebound tipped out. Tigers are going to recover it. And on the battle for the loose ball, we will have a foul by Horton. I'm thinking it's going to be on Hutless. It is Carly picking up her first foul, and that'll be Horton team foul four. Natalie Nitz will check out of the game now. She doesn't look happy to be coming out. She'd rather be out there. Back into the lineup for the Tigers will come Addison Schletzbaum. Addison, good to see her back out of the court. She'll have the pass over to the left side, drive into the lane. The feed down low. Wallace will slide. The shot, no. Followed up Martin, no. And we'll have another Horton foul. Foul is on Piper Chartier, so she's in a little trouble here early in the game. 3:21 to go in the opening quarter. Madison Martin for two. The first one, perfect. Madison will have her first point of the game. Chartier will come out of the game for Horton, and back into the lineup is going to come Maddie Sturton. Martin with one more shot here. It is airborne, perfect as well. Nice shooting by the freshman for Atchison County, pushing the Tiger lead down to 19-2. Full court pressure by ACCHS. Chargers will be putting in a play from the backcourt. Looking it in. It'll come in on the right side. Horton with the ball. It's going to be Cabea. Over to the left side. Covers up. We'll put the shot up. It's going to be a little bit short. Rebound pulled back down by Horton. Chargers will kick it over to the right side. Now the pass down to the baseline. The dish comes off on top. Down to the point. Moving the ball around briskly. Tigers chasing. And here's a baseline jump shot. Not going to go in. And the rebound will get away and get out of bounds. It'll be Horton basketball. Inside 3 minutes to go now in the opening quarter. 19-2. ACCHS Lady Tigers in front. Here's a long two. In and out. Wouldn't drop. Let's follow, rebound it down and bring it up the court for Atchison County. Addison takes it to the top of the key. Dumps it over to the right side to Pitts. Now to the free throw line. Martin back over to the left. The three is up for Kaplinger. Count it. So all of the starters are on the board for ACCHS. It is now 22-2 at 2.5 to play, opening quarter. Still the Tigers will apply the full court pressure. Up court takes it down the right side. Covers up, will drive in, put it off the window, and it won't go. Rebound, going to be saved in by Horton. That was nicely done. Good hustle in the middle. Now covers up in the lane. Shot's going to be rejected by Martin. Offensive rebound underneath. Covers up, goes up again. Hits it, plus one. Our official's going to walk over to the scorer's table, letting us know that the bucket is good, and the foul to be assessed to Madison Martin, her first. Natalie Nitz checking right back into the game, and she'll be in this time for Wallace. Yes. Wallace will exit and get a little breather here with 2:12 to play in the first. And at the line is Kara covers up, the freshman. Free throw is perfect. So Kara has all of her team scoring. It is a 22-5 Tiger lead. Just over 2 minutes to play in the first. Atchison County will walk it up the floor. Natalie picks it across the right side of the center circle. She'll dish it over. Pitts drives across the free throw line. Comes back out on top. Schletzbaum, the runner from about 8. No. Rebound Martin. Follows up. No. Rebound Horton. Here come the Lady Chargers. Tigers are going to drop back and pick up their deep at the midcourt this trip. To the right side where the basketball is going to be JoJo. Switch will feed it down to the baseline. Covers up shot, no good. Follow shot is not going to drop either. Follow shot again is not going to fall. And the Tigers have it. Now it's going to be batted away from Schlesbaum. Picked up by Horton. Way out on top, Sturton. Sure entry pass is knocked free. And Sturton's going to save it again. Kicks it over to the right side. Underneath it's going to be Keogh. The shot is batted away. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Here come the Lady Tigers with a minute 20 left in the first. ACCHS coming into the ballgame, an undefeated team playing well here right out of the gate. Now Nitz is going to slip and fall, and they're going to call a foul. This whistle will be the second foul of the game for Horton's Carly Hutless. Wallish and Bowerly will check back in for ACCHS. A minute 12 to go, opening quarter. Lady Tigers running along, leading it here 22-7. The inbound goes to Wallish. Left side Pitts. She's left open from 15, but he elected not to take the shot. Gets it instead to Natalie Nitz. She'll drive it to the top. A step above the three-point circle, knocks it in. Natalie, her 8 point of the opening quarter. 25-5 now. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter. Horton will bring it back down the court, hand it off on top, Sturton, working against Wallish. Dribbles the ball up top side. You don't often see both fives out near the center circle. Now we're going to have a little double dribble top side by Horton. Cameron Cabea just got for a moment, her offhand on the ball, and it's going to go back the other way. Tigers with it over to the right side to Jenna. Half a minute to go in the first. It swings it over to the left side. Here's Bowerly. Backs into the lane. Comes out on top again. Kaplinger kicks it to Bowerly. She'll cut down the right side of the lane. The easy layup is good. Bowerly makes it now 27-5, Tigers. About 15 seconds left here in the first. Right side for the basketball is going to be Emily Keogh. She'll go into the lane. Get tangled up there. Brings it back over to the left side. Here's a three, launched it just wide to the right side. The ball's on the floor. Tigers are going to pick it up, and that's going to take us to the end of the opening quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor after one quarter in Effingham, Kansas. The girls' game, ACCHS 27, Horton 5.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
In the books, and we're back from the second. Going to have you along with us, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. I wasn't down there when he came in, but I'm wondering, he's got this, like, I don't know, like elf outfit that he will wear during the holiday season. I love the hat. Not so sure about the shoes with the toes, like, you know, that roll up on the front. I'm always worried he's going to slip. They look kind of dangerous, actually. But if you've seen Joseph, he's got great balance. He's got, you know, all kinds of skills like that. So here comes Atchison County with the basketball to begin the second quarter. ACCHS with possession, leading it here 27-5. Tigers, Bowerly goes to the left side, and she'll travel with it. Horton will be putting in a play from deep in the backcourt, and the second quarter will begin again with ACCHS applying the full court pressure on the inbound. It'll be broken with a nice pass over to the left side. JoJo Switch will bring it into the forecourt for the Lady Chargers. Dishes it down to the left side. Here's Hutless launching the shot. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Atchison County. Nitz will bring it up the floor. Outlets it all the way to the other end of the court. We're all alone. Aaliyah Wallace will score her sixth point of the game. 29-5. Atchison County led in scoring in the opening quarter by Natalie Nitz with 8. 7 for Kinsey Bowerly, Aaliyah Wallace, 4, 3 apiece for Jordan Kamplinger and Addison Schletzbaum, and 2 for Madison Martin. For Horton, their points coming from Kara Covers Up. Horton's going to turn it over on the left side. The ball gets away into the Tiger bench, and back up with it will come ACCHS. 7-11 to go in the half now. Natalie Nitz will walk it across the center. Pass way wide to the right side and well out of the reach of Jenna Pitts. Sails into the Horton bench. That's where the Lady Chargers are going to do their inbound work. It'll be put in play by Emily Keough. Right at the end of the bench, the end nearer the baseline. Covers up, will launch it across to the left side, and here comes Cameron Cabea. The shot from underneath is off the rim, no good. Rebounding down, Bowerly. Tigers have come up the court. 6:45 to go in the first half. Bowerly to the top of the key, dumps it over to the right side to Jenna Pitts, looks into the middle, back over to the right. Horton staying in their player defense. Now the pass across is batted, but Tigers are going to be able to recover it. Comes out on top to Pitts. Jenna has not gotten a point on the board quite yet. Here's a shot from the top. It's a Bowerly 3. Kinsey in double figure scoring now with 10. 32-5. Tiger's going to bring both Schletzbaum and Martin back in now. Wallace will steal the upcourt pass, and their layup is deflected, and there will be a foul called against Horton. Official will stride over here and let us know. Kira Covers Up will have collected her second foul of the game. Wallace come to the line. Aaliyah, 6 points, has not had a free throw opportunity yet this evening. First of which, it's up and hit the back and kick out. Madison Martin, Addison Schletzbaum coming back in for Coach Eckert. Horton is going to bring JoJo Switch and Piper Chartier back into the game. One more shot coming up here for Aaliyah Wallace. Sends it on its way and good. 7 points for Aaliyah. And it's 33-5. A little over 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. Horton into the forecourt quickly. He'll take it down the left side. A little two-on-one break. The shot is going to go up off the window, but no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Horton. And now the ball is going to get away. Picked up by the Tigers. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor. Schletzbaum thinking about the three. Her pass to the middle. Batted away by Covers Up. Horton is going to come up with the basketball. Little skip pass into the forecourt. Take it down the right side. Cross court it goes to the left wing. The feed underneath. Dish back to the right. 14-footer off too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Martin. Here comes Atchison County. 5.5 to go, second quarter. ACCHS will walk it up the floor. They'll be met 3 quarters, and now here's a long pass from Schletzbaum. Looking for Wallace, but it is well beyond her stretch and her reach, and Coach Eckert's going to take a timeout. Joseph will enjoy a break. What do you think? 5:29 to go here in the opening half of the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys' game coming up next. The score, Atchison County 33, Horton 5.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Now let's see, we return here to Effingham, the two teams getting set to leave their respective benches. Other games going on around the Carroll Lessing area at the end of the opening quarter. Sabetha leads Nemaha Central in the girls' game 7-5. Girls' halftime, Royal Valley in front of Perry, 24-17. Halftime score, Jeff West, 14-9 over Holton. I think we're going to get a halftime score from that Samantha Nemahan game here shortly. Here's a shot from the outside. Won't go in for Horton, but an offensive rebound, and they're going to bring the basketball out toward the top. 5 minutes of play in the half. Out on top is going to be Sturton with the basketball for the Lady Chargers. With her back to the rim, she'll lob it out on top, but Barrelly is going to disrupt the pass, bring it up the floor. Over to the left side, it's going to go to Kaplinger, and the feed underneath, where laying there waiting for the shot, putting it up and in, ACCHS and Aaliyah Wallish. Aaliyah, 5 in this quarter, 9 now in the game, making the score 35-5. And we'll have a Tiger foul. Addison Schlenzbaum will pick up her second of the game. It'll be Tiger team foul 5. Jordan Kaplinger will rotate out for Coach Eckert. Entering the lineup is going to be junior Danny Chu. Horton putting it in play, 28-foot mark on the far side, and up court with the basketball and around the right side with it. That is going to be JoJo Switch. The feed will go in the middle. Putting on the court one time, a couple of head fakes later, we're going to get a jump ball called as it was tied up. Position arrow back to Horton. Lady Chargers in the traveling royal blue uniforms with white lettering and trim for the Tigers. It's the home white. Who's that? Atchison County, orange and black. Here's an 18-footer from the left side. Up and good for Horton. Piper Chartier. She'll have her first points in the game, 35-7. Just a little over 4 minutes of play now in the first half here in Effingham, Kansas. Girls high school basketball, but the guys' game coming up yet. Bowerly will run, shoot, and score. Kinsey Bowerly with a dozen, 37-7. And we've got 4 minutes to play in the half. Chargers will have the ball way out near midcourt. Work their way to the right side. They'll dish it off over there to Chartier. And as Bowerly makes a dive for the basketball, she will collect her second foul this evening. An aggressive play looking for the steal turns into a foul. Horton will put it in play. And Bowerly, with those two fouls, will come out. Natalie Nitz comes back out on the floor for the Lady Tigers. JoJo Switch will bring it in play. She'll dish it over to the right side. Horton will feed to the right block, into the lane. The turnaround shot high up off the window and good. Knocking that one down is going to be Kendall Knutson. Her first points, 37-9. 3.5 to go in the first half. Schlitzbaum has it on top. Goes to Martin at the free throw line. She pivots, twists, turns, looking for some help. Kicks it over to Natalie. Nitz trying to pass it off inside. We'll play off the screen instead and square up, launching a three that's too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Wallish. Back out on top, it's going to come. Tigers, again, Natalie for three. That one won't go either, and this rebound is going to be touched but lost out of play. Lady Tigers are going to have it again inbounds at their offensive end. We're going to get a Horton timeout? Yeah, we are. Brink is going to be taken by head coach Zach Nelson. Let's do it, Joseph, at 3:12 to go in the half. High school girls basketball, Atchison County, 37, Horton 9.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also, try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. Sounds incredible. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Minutes of play in the first half. ACCHS in front 37-9, and it'll be Tiger basketball coming in play at their offensive end. Bringing it in, Natalie comes out on top. Martin. Jenna Pitts back into the game, pivoting with the right foot. Now bounce pass right side. It's going to be batted away from Martin and picked up off the floor. Horton coming up with the basketball and up the floor they will come. Tigers are going to drop back and pick up their player defense at midcourt. Nitz a couple of bumps, a couple of more bumps, no foul, another bump, no foul. The ball gets away, but Horton is going to be able to save it up top side. They'll kick it over to the right side. Karen covers up, will start in, push it back over to the edge. Emily Keough. Keough kicks it off on top and reaching in. Pitts will pick up a foul. That will be 1-1 now for Horton as the Tigers have put them in the bonus. Jenna Pitts will have her first. That is team foul 7. Team fouls are even now, 7 apiece. The front half is going to be short, and the rebound, Atchison County. Kara covers up. Couldn't quite get that one to fall. She had hit her earlier free throw opportunity. It's still 37-9, Atchison County. Down to 2.5 to go before intermission here. Working around to the left side. Tigers with the ball. Now it's in the hands of Danny Chu. Kicks it back to Pitts. Over to the left side. Martin, layup too hard. Rebound Horton. Here comes Piper Chartier, racing into the forecourt, taking it down the right side. Dumps it off down low. Backing in with it is going to be Knutson. The turnaround shot is going to be up, won't go. Rebound. Tigers cleared away. And again, Jenna Pitts into the forecourt. Comes right side, Schletzbaum. Inside two to go in the half now. Schletzbaum will drive in, put the shot on its way and score it. So, Addison Schletzbaum will have her fifth point of the game. That's her first bucket of the second quarter, pushing the score now to 39-9. About a minute and a half to go in the first half now. Horton moves the ball up to the top, and here's a whistle and a travel. Bowerly's back in for the Tigers. Also back in comes Wallish. Into the game for Horton, Cameron Cabella. Carly Huntless back in the game also for Coach Nelson. Here's a little feed underneath, and the layup is going to be up and good. Wallace picking up two more. She's having a huge second quarter. It is now 41-9. 32-point Tiger lead with a minute 10 left in the half. The drive down the left side. The shot is going to be rejected from behind. And it's going to be another foul on Schletzbaum. That will now be her third. Addison tried to do something that is possible, but it's really difficult. Is that come from behind a player, trying to block that shot from the back side? Very difficult to do without having a lot of contact in there. First free throw is up and in. Carly Huntless will have her first point of the evening. It is 41-10 now. Carly with one more shot, and it will not go in for the sophomore. The rebound out of play back to Atchison County. Jordan Kaplinger will bring it in, and it'll be Bowerly up court with it. Bowerly with a slow, deliberate dribble up the floor. Horton staying in the player defense. They play so hard. Skip pass over to the left side to Wallace. Puts it on the court one time and goes up and in from the back door. Aaliyah Wallace makes it 43-10. We're down to the last half a minute now in the first half. Horton springs it off on top. JoJo has it. Down near center circle. She'll kick it to Huntless. Sturton will get it. Comes back on top. 20 seconds left in the half. The feed into the lane. Sturton will turn and her shot doesn't go in, but we've got a whistle, and I suspect a Tiger foul here will be. It's going to be on Aaliyah Wallish. Aaliyah picks up the foul, her first. They've got number one up on the scoreboard, but it's really 11. And this free throw is up, it rattles around, and it is in. Maddie Sturton on the board. 43-11. The senior puts this one up. It is short. The rebound. She'll get her own rebound. Nobody boxed her out, and then it's going to be slapped out of her hands. And up court with it will come Natalie. this. We'll lob it over to the left side where Wallace. Sean is up, partially deflected, but she'll get her own rebound and put it up from the other side. Kalia Wallace makes it 45-11. And we have just a couple of seconds left. It comes in, and now Horton will not get a shot away, and that will take us to intermission. It's halftime in Effingham in the ladies' game. We'll be back to summarize it for you as the teams go to the locker room. It is Atchison County 45, Horton 11.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they live, work, and play right where you do. That's why you'll notice that their mobile app seems to fit your life. Exactly. The USB mobile app allows you to do much more than just pay bills or make transfers. Expanded features, such as their tracking spender, help you stay on budget and make life just a little bit easier. Managing your money has never been more convenient than with the USB mobile app. How did they know how to make it match your life so well? It's because it's their life, too. Welcome to USB mobile app, here for you in every step of life. NMLS number 654-946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
With the guys' teams out on the court warming up for what will be our second game of the night here on Care Radio as the boys play one another at halftime of the girls' contest. A recap of the first half scoring, first of all, for Horton, pacing away. Kara covers up with five. Two apiece for Kendall Knutson and Piper Chartier. Curly Huntless and Maddie Sturton each with one. For ACCHS, it's a double-digit half for Aaliyah Wallace. 15 points also. A dozen for Kinsey Bowerly. You'll find 8 points for Natalie Nitz. It's a 5-point half for Addison Schletzbaum. Jordan Kaplinger with three. Madison Martin with two. Stick with us. Second half of the girls' game coming up live and then the guys, but we're going to take a brief intermission. Time out here with halftime in Effingham. The score, ACCHS 45, Horton 11. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, another great halftime.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball action from the gym at ACCHS. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside as we cover the Horton at ACCHS girls game. Coming up on the Care Country sports schedule, well, it's smooth sailing all the way until January 3rd. On January 3rd, we will return to our normal high school basketball schedule as we will have a Tuesday night game. It will be Oskaloosa at Horton coming up on January 3rd. We'll keep you posted in the meantime. I'm going to go ahead and take a real quick break and a good look at the scores as I have them.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Listen for our 12 Days of Christmas Care Style Thursday on the morning show. We have 12 local celebrities, each one singing a different verse on the 12 Days of Christmas. Your task will be to correctly identify a specific number out of the 12 different voices. We'll tell you that exact number when we get a bit closer to the giveaway. First person to do so is going to win a wonderful Christmas basket, courtesy of our great sponsor, Urban Lawn Care. It's the 12 Days of Christmas Care Style. Be listening Thursday on the morning show right around 7:30.
Of course, tune in this Thursday for that exciting contest. We just finished up another one of our contests, and in contest tonight, we have the Nemaha Central Thunder and the Sabetha Blue Jays girls in the fourth quarter. It is currently all knotted up in Sabetha at 27 points apiece, with about 5 minutes and 49 seconds left in the fourth quarter as well. In the Holton-Jefferson West game, it is Jefferson West at 36 points, Holton 16. And in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the ACCHS ladies at 45, the Holton ladies at 12.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind chill warning begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until noon Saturday. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Friday night. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 14. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 33. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We are sitting at 16.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Our winds are out of the north at 7 miles per hour, giving us a feels-like temperature of about 8 degrees out there. The relative humidity is sitting at 74%. The dew point is 10 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.61 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to Effingham, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game. ACCHS at home here this evening, and they are out in front, 45-11. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producer, engineer, news guy, weather guy, sports guy. If it snows, I'm going to blame him for that, too. Taking care of us back in the studio. Joseph, thank you. So we are set to go. They're getting everything lined up, and our last person coming off the near sideline, and we are ready to get underway. It will be Tiger basketball. It's going to be stolen away from Bowerly, bringing up the floor. Down the left side, Chartier. Stops, pops, no. Rebound, pulled down by Schlenzbaum. Looks like both teams have their original starting fives out there. Schlenzbaum, little skip pass over to the left side where Wallace lays it up and in, and Aliyah having a huge outing. That is her 17th point tonight. 47-11. We are half a minute into the second half. Long pass over to the right side, covers up, tries to drive in. Two defenders surround her, but she's able to recover the ball. The three-point shot from the outside won't quite fall in for Piper. And a rebound again, brought back up by the Lady Tigers. Over to the left side, it's going to be Jordan Kaplinger. Feeds in the middle to Aliyah. Wallish, having trouble dribbling the ball. It'll go back again to the left side to Kaplinger. Skips it off on top. Jordan Kaplinger, Aliyah Wallish, Addison Schlesbaum, Natalie Nitz, and Kinsey Bowerly, who just hits the driving two for her 14th point of the game. The starters for ACCHS. 49-11 Lady Tigers. Kara covers up in Piper Chartier with Cameron Cabea. Maddie Sturton and JoJo Switch out on the floor for Coach Nelson and the Horton Lady Chargers. The pass in the middle for Horton is going to be batted away by Wallish, and in the scrum for the loose bounce, Kamala jump is called. Going to come back again to Horton. Officials slowly getting the ball delivered. Sturton will inbound it to covers up on the right side. Comes out on top. Piper for three. No. Offensive rebound, Sturton. Lobs it back out on top. Back to Piper. This time they'll swing it around to the left side to Capella. Underneath it goes, and the shot is up. No foul called, and the deflection results in a missed shot. Rebounding it down, Tigers. The feed over to the left side to Nitz. On the floor, one time, running layup too strong. Rebound. Pulled back down by covers up. Here comes Horton. They'll come into the forecourt. Covers up will stop at the top. Carrier will dish it over to the right side. Piper will go toward the baseline where Jordan Kaplinger commits the foul. For Jordan, it'll be foul number one. For the Tigers, it'll be team foul one of the second half. We're going to have Bowerly out of the ball game for the Tigers, and Jenna Pitts will come back. Jenna, one of a great senior group here at ACCHS. Jordan Kaplinger, Aliyah Wallish, Addison Schlenzbaum, Natalie Nitz, Corey Wagner, Jenna Pitts, Laney Panel, all seniors on this ACCHS team. Now the ball is going to be put in play by the Tigers. We're coming back up the floor. Inside six to go in the third. Atchison County with a commanding lead in this one. Back to the left. Kaplinger launches the three. It's off the front lip of the rim. No good. Horton coming down with a rebound. Clearing it away. It's going to be Carly Hutless. And now Hutless gets knocked to the floor. We've got four players on the ground after the loose basketball. Three Tigers on top of one Horton player and... Where are we at? It is going to be Atchison County basketball. The official out on the floor disagreeing with the arrow on the scorer's table, and he says it is ACCHS basketball. And frankly, he's right. Tigers a little left-hand dribble, behind-the-back bounce pass to Wallish. She'll back in and double dribbles the ball. So the Tigers are going to turn it over with 5.5 to go in the third quarter, leading it here by some 49-11. Atchison County 3-0 on this season. They'll be Mike Horton and like everybody else in the area, wrapping up the first semester of the high school season. We're going to have a foul in the middle called on Aaliyah Wallace. They put it up for one, but if it's on Aaliyah, it should be two. Because earlier they put a foul up on player number one. And there is no player number one. But anyway, I suspect that's of little consequence at this point in time. Kaplinger is going to come out of the game, and back into the Lady Tigers is going to come freshman Maddie Martin. Second free throw for Sturton. Yes. So Madison Sturton will hit the second of two, making it 49-12. ACCHS back down court with the basketball. The feed to Martin from the free throw line, and it won't go in. Here comes Horton. Up floor with the basketball is Cameron Cabea. Cameron looks inside. Again, we do not have heights for the Horton team, but Cameron is the smallest of the five out there right now, probably 4'10", I would suppose. Here's a shot from the outside. It's going to be wide to the right. And it's going to come back again. Inbounds to Atchison County. We're 4 minutes and 50 seconds of play in the third quarter. It is just about SRO here. I mean, man, it is well attended tonight. Martin will go again, this time from about 17, and it's no good. And Sturton will pull the rebound away from Wallace. Here comes Horton and the Lady Chargers into the forecourt. Over to the right side with the basketball. It's going to be JoJo Switch. They'll come out on top. Sturton playing at the high post. Dish it back over to the left side. Now they'll feed to the block, into the lane. The shot is going to be deflected out of bounds, out of the hands of Kara Covers Up. Sturton will come out of the ballgame for Horton, and checking back in will be Emily Keough. 4 minutes and 20 to go. Third quarter. Little skip pass comes over to the right side and back out on top again. Keough will dish it over to the left edge. Piper feeds it to the block. Kara Covers Up, triple teamed, comes off on top. They'll go back to the left. Piper for three off the front of the edge. No. And a rebound down, Martin. Here comes Atchison County. ACCHS will break it into the forecourt. We've got a final in that Nemaha-Sabetha game, and it doesn't get a lot better than that. Nemaha coming out in front, 29-27 in the Big 7 League this evening. So that game is already in the book. Horton with the basketball here, trailing at 49-12. The feed again over to Covers Up. Kara, out on top it goes to Piper. She'll have it on top. Swings it around the horn, takes it left side to JoJo. Switch would put it back off on top. Horton being really patient with the ball. Now they'll try to pass the middle. It covers up, and it's going to be knocked free. Coming up with it, Atchison County. And the Tigers again will walk it into the forecourt. Head coach Austin Eckert stands in front of the bench, hands up, telling his team, slow it down a little bit, it's fine. Here's Schletzbaum. She'll pull up from the free throw line, drains it. Addison Schletzbaum, her seventh point of the game. It is now 51-12. Third quarter moving along at a pretty brisk pace now, 2:45 to go. Topside with it. No. Rebound pulled down by Atchison County. Schletzbaum will bring it up the court, weave it over to the left side. The three for Nitz, right on line. Natalie Nitz in double figures with 11, and the Tigers are going to take a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. What do you say? 2.5 to go, third quarter. Atchison County 54, Horton 12.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Happy to have you with us here in Effingham, Kansas. Guys game coming up after this one. So do not go away. 2.5 minutes to play in the third quarter of the ladies game. Horton will bring it up the floor. Top of the key. Skip pass over to the left side. Looking into the middle. Thinking about the shot. Then passing it up. Comes out on top. Piper. Chartier has it way out of the wing on the left side. Looking right into the eyes of Natalie Nitz. Goes into the lane. Puts a shot on his way. And it won't go in. And the battle for the rebound. Wallace had it. But steps down to the baseline. Chargers are going to have the back end of their offensive end. 2 minutes to go in the third. We'll be sharing scores from the other games that are going on around the area. Again, a limited schedule here on the final night of the semester. Schedule, the shot on the inbound is going to be up and good. So for Horton, the bucket by Angela Thomas, who just comes into the game. Angelina, to be accurate. And here's a driving layup from the other side. It'll be good for Addison Schletzbaum, and she's at 9 points now. 56-14. Minute and a half to play. Third quarter. Horton with the basketball. We're going in front of their bench, going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. Skip pass to the lane. Turning around. The shot's going to be deflected by Martin. Rebounding it back down. ACCHS. Schletzbaum will walk it up the floor. Addison will bring it across to the center. Dump it over to the left side. Jenna Pitts is returned to the floor now for Coach Austin Eckert. Skip pass right side. Natalie. Nitz plays off the screen from Wallace, drives into the lane, puts it back on top. Schletzbaum three, short, rebound off the floor to Nitz. She'll cut into the lane, wants to get a shot away and can't. Comes back out on top to Jenna. She'll cut across the lane, goes to Addison from about 8, no. Addison gets her own rebound from about 10, no. This time the rebound pulled down by Horton. Here come the Lady Chargers. And up the floor, Angelina Thomas. Angelina takes a little right-hand dribble, moves to the right side. Her bounce pass in the middle is going to be knocked away. Picked up by Nitz. Tigers will run. Left side, Schletzbaum, up and good. So Addison, 5 at halftime, has added 6 more here in the third quarter. Pushing the Tiger lead now to 58-14. 20 seconds to go in the half, and we're going to have a foul by Addison, I believe. And that will be her 4th. Tiger's going to go to the bench, and back into the game, we're going to get Jordan Kaplinger. Also coming back in is going to be Kinsey Bowerly out there joining Emmy Smith, who's just come in. You've got Madison Martin, and running it out, it'll be Jenna Pitts. Horton with the basketball. The shot goes up, deflected out of bounds off the Tigers. 14 seconds left in the third. Sturton will look to bring it in. A little skip pass over to the right side, deep in the edge. The feed in the middle, covers up, high off the window, and good. Kara covers up with 7. 58-16. Tigers are going to have to hurry. A half-court shot of the buzzer is over the top of the backboard. Just a little too much on it. And we go to the end of the third. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up here in Effingham, Kansas. The score, Lady Tigers 58, Horton 16.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Set to go to the fourth quarter here in the ladies' game, and happy to have you with us here on Care Radio. Horton led in scoring by Kara covers up with 7. 2 apiece then for Piper Chartier, Maddie Sturton, Angelina Thomas, and Kendall Knutson. 1 for Carly Huffless. For ACCHS, it is the starting 5 and very little else. In fact, It's the starting five and Madison Martin's 2 points. You've got 17 for Aaliyah Wallace, 14 Kinsey Bowerly, Addison Schletzbaum and Natalie Nitz with 11 apiece, and 3 for Jordan Kaplinger. So the Tiger Ladies, 56 of their 58 points. We go to the fourth quarter. Horton will put it in. They'll feed in the middle. It covers up. And she'll dribble it over to the outside. Comes out on top to Sturton. The feed comes into the lane where the turnaround shot will miss. Rebounded down. Kara covers up. Good hustle on the ball. And now her pass will be knocked away and out of bounds off Jenna Pitts. Horton putting it in play from the far side. Clock moving along briskly now with 7:20 to go. Horton will dump it over to the left side. The feed to the block. Back out on top from just inside the arc. The long two rims out. Wouldn't fall. Rebounding it down is Kinsey Bowerly. Bowerly to Kaplinger. Here's Pitts with it to Martin at the free throw line. Doesn't take the shot. Now a little backdoor shot. This time is up and good for Bowerly. Kinsey with 16. It is 60-16. 6:45 to go. Over to the left side, Sturton. Back to the right. The shot off the window. Would not quite fall in. And here comes Atchison County. Bowerly. Guarding into the forecourt. Taking it down the right side. Comes off on top to Jenna. Jenna Pitts. No points into the game. Here's Bowerly. Shooting and hitting another three. Kinsey Bowerly now. The leading scorer for Atchison County with 19. It is 63-16. 6:14 to go. And we're going to get a Horton timeout. Let's do it. Let's take a break with head coach Nelson of the Lady Chargers here at 6:14 to go in the ballgame. Atchison County 63, Horton 16.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
For the guys' game still to follow, we welcome you back to Effingham, Kansas. There are 6 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the ladies' game at ACCHS. The undefeated Lady Tigers leading at 63-16 over Horton. On the court for the Lady Chargers, it'll be put in play by JoJo Switch. She's got Maddie Sturton out there. Kara covers up in the game. We've also got Shalana Horned Eagle has checked in. And rounding it out, we've got Makiel Grant. So Makiel Grant is in there also. Horton with the basketball. 5 minutes ago, now the pass down to the baseline is going to be slapped free and knocked out of bounds by Atchison County. Getting a hand on the ball and getting into the ball game, Mackenzie Scholes for ACCHS. Mackenzie is sophomore for Coach Eckert. Now here's a shot off the window. Won't quite fall for Kara. Rebounding down, Emmy Smith. So Smith will clear it away and the Tigers will come up the floor. Jordan Kaplinger at the top of the key. Dumps it over to Scholes on the left side. Out on top now to Martin. She'll get it to the free throw line. It's going to be batted away from her and saved back out on top by Jenna. Pitts with the ball to the right side. Looks into the middle. Takes it to Kaplinger down to the baseline right outside the three-point circle. Her bounce into the middle of Martin. Comes back off on top. A little contact. No foul called. And now the ball is on the floor. Tigers are going to rescue it. Officials doing a good job of keeping the game moving here in the fourth quarter. The skip to the block. The shot is up. No. The follow shot. And we're going to get a foul called on Sturton. The foul on Maddie Sturton. It is only her first of the game. It'll be the first foul of the second half by Horton. And the Tigers are going to come to the free throw line. Stepping up there, looking for her first point of the evening, will be Jenna Pitts. Jenna, a senior. It rims out, won't go in. She's got one more shot coming up. into the game for ACCHS. Now we're going to get Danny Chu back in, the junior. Second free throw rolls around and it's in for Jenna. So with that basket, Jenna's going to get a little rest and checking in Corey Wagner. Corey is sophomore at ACCHS. 4 minutes to play in the game. It's now 64-16. Horton will work it down the right side. Hamming the ball right in front of the Charger bench. The feed wide to the left. Comes out on top to Sturton. She won't take the three. Brings it out to the top to Grant. And back around to the left side they'll go. Mikhail Grant. She's kind of playing on that right wing. Sturton has moved up to the high post. Look away pass over to the right. It's on the floor one time. And as Horned Eagle steps in, she kind of tricked Emmy Smith. And Emmy thought the shot was going up, but she kind of sidestepped her. And Emmy will pick up the foul. So, Emmy Smith, the senior for ACCHS, will have collected her first foul of the game. Into the lineup for Horton, back in, I guess I should say, will be Angelina Thomas. 3 minutes to play. Horton with the basketball. They'll skip to the right side of the lane. A lot of traffic in there, and a battle for the basketball results in a jump ball called and possession. I don't even see it now. Possession will go to Atchison County. They'll walk it up the floor. Taking it across the timeline, Corey Wagner. Corey dishes it over to Mackenzie Schultz. Schultz with a little right-hand dribble. Works all the way out to near the center circle. Pulls up her dribble. Skip pass back to the left to Corey. Takes it down to the block to Martin. Out on top. Here's a three. Launch but short. And a rebound is on the floor. She'll get her own board. Follows it up at home. Getting the bucket and a plus one. Nicely done by Mackenzie Schultz. Horton is going to make a substitution prior to the free throw being shot. Kara covers up. Checks out. And into the game for Horton will come freshman Christian Allen. The free throw not going to fall in. A minute 48 to go. 66-16. Tigers will have it into the baseline. Minute and a half left. They're rotated on top to Martin. Back over to the left side with it again. Looking into the middle is going to be McKenzie. She'll dribble it up toward the top. Dump it over to the right side to Danny. Chu will kick it back to the right. Three-point shot up a little too strong. Tigers are going to come up with the offensive board. We're down to a minute 20 to play now. Over to the right, Corey Wagner. At the free throw line, Martin. Back to the right, Emmy. She'll go three. The crown on his feet wouldn't drop. Rebound tipped out. Tigers are going to control it, but there may be a foul. There will be a foul. It'll be put in play by ACCHS at their end. A minute to go in the game. Here comes ACCHS. Tigers will handle it on the left side. Corey Wagner feeds in the middle to Emmy. Lobs it back out on top. McKenzie. Skip pass to the right to Martin. And it's just a little out of her reach. It's going to be a Tiger turnover. 40 seconds to play. For Horton, the inbound done by Angelina Thomas. Here come the Lady Chargers. They get into the forecourt, put up a dribble. Back over to the right side, it'll come to Thomas. 25 seconds left. The ball comes out on top. Now it's on the floor, rolling about a little bit. And we get a jump ball called. Possession back to Horton. 15 seconds. Rolling along toward the end. Horton going to get a final shot. They're going to have to make it happen soon. Down to nine. Inbound comes right side. The feed underneath. Turning around. The shot is up off the window, and it won't go. We're going to have a foul called, and that's going to do it. Are we going to get the shots taken? Yes, we are, and we'll come back and give you the final score. Well, no. Tell you what, Joseph, let's just hang on, because it's going to make a difference in how we end. So, coming to the line for Horton, it'll be Emily Keough. She's going to have a pair of shots. With the time having expired, the only one out of the court. First one doesn't quite roll in. She's going to have one more. Emily eyes it up. The eyes of the crowd on her will not quite fall in, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight, ACCHS Lady Tigers 66, Horton 16. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Guys, teams getting set to come out on the court to warm up for their game coming up next. And let's recap the first contest in the ladies' game. And first of all, the scoring we have for Horton. Kara covers up, paced away with 7 points, 2 apiece for Piper Chartier, Maddie Sturton, Angelina Thomas, and Kendall Knutson. 1 in the game for Carly Hutless. For ACCHS, we're going to give Kinsey Bowerly, the Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight. She had 5 in the fourth quarter, leading her team with 19 tonight. Following her, Aaliyah Wallish, 17 in the game, had 15 of those at halftime, saw very little PT in the second half. It was 11 apiece for both Addison Schletzbaum and Natalie Nitz, 3 for Jordan Kaplinger. Madison Martin, Mackenzie Schultz, each with 2, and 1 this evening for Jenna Pitts as the Lady Tigers advance their record to 4-0. Horton goes to 1-4. We're going to take a little intermission. Guys, game coming up next in the final of the ladies' contest. Lady Tiger 66, Horton 16. We'll be back, but first, we're kicking it back to Joseph in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, quit spraying around that snow spray stuff. We're going to get enough of that later.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.